You're on mute, so it's hard to hear you.
I just missed one day.
Right, one day without Nachum Gala is a different week. Where you got a good background there. That's the sea in the background.
Yes, in
Where you're in
Herzliya.
Herzliya. Okay, good for you. Didn't look like Mishkafayim to me.
No.
Unless they've moved the cedar. Okay, we're on the Lamed Aleph, Amud Bey, Amud Aleph. And I believe, as far as I remember, we got to the two dots. Am I correct? Uminayin.
Yeah, that's what I've got.
That's where we're up to. Okay. So this was a reference back to the Mishnah early on that says that when the Dayanim leave the Bezdin, they should not report who, in fact, paskened what for reasons to do with Lashon Hara. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, minayin l'kasheyetze. How do we know that when he leaves, that Dayanim leaves, lo yoyma, he should not say, hareini mezakeh, I, in fact, held, I maintained you were innocent. Problem is, v'chaveiroi mechayvin. But my two fellow Dayanim or more, they were mechayev, and I was outvoted. Aval ma'aseh, what should I do? Shechaveirai rabu alai. That my fellow Dayanim rabu alai, they outnumbered me. So, had it been up to me, he says, I would have made you innocent, but I was outnumbered by the other two Dayanim. You should not say that. Talmud loyma, loy seilech rochel ba'amecha. Loy Seilech Rachel Ba'amecha, you Mishnah Gemara says you should not tell Lashon Hara about other people. And this Va'omer, another pasuk in Mishle, Hoylech Rachel Megaleh Soid. So this is a chiddush. This is a chiddush. One needs to know there is a difference between Lashon Hara, as we know it, and Rechilus. People very often exchange or mix them up, but they're not the same. Lashon Hara, as the name suggests, is Lashon Hara, evil word about somebody else. If I tell you that somebody was Mechalel Shabbos, that's Lashon Hara. That's not Rechilus, that's Lashon Hara. If I tell you he's not a good person, he hasn't got good middos, he doesn't learn, he doesn't daven, doesn't keep mitzvahs, that's Lashon Hara. Rechilus is something else completely. Rechilus is when I tell you something that he has done against you. If I tell you that he doesn't keep Shabbos, that's not against you. You have no bad feelings against him. You just feel maybe badly of him because he doesn't keep Shabbos. That's Lashon Hara. But if I tell you that, you know, there's somebody who's trying to harm you, that's Rechilus. Because that generates bad feelings between the recipient and the person about whom this has been said. So therefore, in our case, we understand very well, therefore, why this is called Rechilus, not Lashon Hara. When I tell you that, listen, I would have maintained that you were innocent, but what should I do? I was outnumbered by the other two Dayanim, and they made you guilty. What is that going to do? That's going to generate bad feelings between the person standing in Beis Din and the other two Dayanim. Ah, you mean you were the ones who incriminated me? Had he not said that, then all I would have known is that it was the majority verdict of the Beis Din. I don't know who held what. But in the event that this Dayan says, listen, I would have maintained you innocent, but what should I do? I was outnumbered. So now clearly I have a vendetta. I'm upset with those who considered me guilty. And that's why it's an issa of Rechilus. Says the Gemara, Hahu Talmida. There was a Talmid, could be a Talmid, Talmud Chacham, Denofik Olea Kola, that a koil, a rumor, a voice emerged about him, in which it said, Degali Milsa. He was Megala, he revealed the matter, De Itmar Bei Medrasha. That was learned in the Beis HaMedrash. Let's carry on. We'll translate. We'll see Rashi. Bosar Esrin Vitaratin Shnin, after 22 years, Afke Rav Ami Mibay Midrasha. Rav Ami then ejected him from the Beis HaMedrash. Omar, and he said, Dain, this person, Gali, reveals Razia secrets. Now, which secrets? It says Rashi, the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Bosar Esrein Vitaratin Shnin, De'it Marbe Midrasha, 22 years after this was mentioned in the Beis HaMedrash, Afkeahu Talmida. He ejected this Talmid. What exactly did he say? V'dvar Loshen Hora Hoya. So this Talmid reported Loshen Hora, something that happened in the Beis HaMedrash. We're not told what it was. Maybe about somebody's character, or maybe about the way somebody was learning or wasn't learning. And Rav Ami apparently discovered this only many, many years later and threw him out. We don't need somebody like that in the Beis HaMedrash. So obviously this story is being brought in because we're on the subject of Loshen Hora and Rechilus. Okay, we're now beginning, Rabbeisai, the very final Mishnah in this Perek. A Perek that began on Daf Chof Gimel, 8 Daf ago. Yes, Rav Nachum.
Is the Lashon Hara, it's probably more of a Hilchos Lashon Hara question, but is it the fact that he said, what can I do? They said something, or he's not allowed to say what he did bechlal?
No,
because one is more of an inference, it's implied that.
The problem is he spoke about the other two. The problem is he incriminated, as it were, the other two Dayonim, so now the defendant gets upset with them.
So he can say this is how I voted, because it'll be implied.
Yeah, that's also awesome. In any which way that you infer that the other two were the ones who voted against, you're going to cause bad feelings, even though the Dayonim had every right to do so, and they're in the right, they were the majority. But Lemaisa, the defendant, is going to be upset with him. Ah, that's why I'm paying $10,000. It's all your fault. So that's why it's harboring, it's generating bad feelings, and made us an Issa of Rechilus.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I'd like to suggest that, let's say the other two voted in favor of the guy, but I'm the Dayan that voted against you.
Also,
because Lifnei Iver Al Titei Michshol. Now you're going to cause the guy to have ill feelings towards you.
Yeah, whatever,
so even though it's not, huh?
You cannot incriminate anyone in the Beis Din, whether it's yourself or other people, even whether it's minority or majority, anything that will create bad feelings between the defendant and the Dayanim. Okay, we're now beginning, as mentioned, the very final Mishnah of this fairly lengthy perek. So let's begin straight away, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. The subject is going to be, at what point, and is there a point, where somebody can no longer defend himself? Meaning, every person surely has the rights to bring witnesses, to bring a shtar, or all types of proof in his favor. So the obvious question is, well, what happens if he didn't, but only discovered them later on? Is it too late? The Beis Din paskin that he's chayev, and then 25 years later, he says, oh, I just discovered a shtar that says I'm innocent after all. Well, why didn't you bring it at the time? I didn't know where it was. I didn't know I had it. I didn't know it existed. That's going to be the subject of the Mishnah. Does there exist a point? And if there does, when is that? That you're no longer allowed to defend yourself. You can no longer bring proof or witness or any type of raya in your favor. So the Mishnah says, Kol zman shemevi raya soiser es hadin. So the Mishnah begins with a very general rule. As long and whenever you bring a raya, Rashi, as we'll see in a moment, says the raya is referring to a shtar, soiser es hadin, we will undo the din. So even if the Beis Din paskened against you, but if, for whatever reason, you show up at any given time A year later, and you say, guess what? I just discovered under my mattress there was a shtar, and this proves beyond any reasonable doubt that I'm innocent. Well, then, soiser es dinoi. Soiser is obviously to ruin or to undo. We would undo the din. Look at Rashi. Kol zman shemevi raya. So Rashi says, habol lebezdin. Somebody who comes to Bezdin, veloy hoyo shtar zechusoy biyodo. And he did not have a shtar zechus, a shtar that claims he's innocent. He didn't have that to hand for whatever reason. Vyotsomi Bezdin Chayev. And he actually emerged from Bezdin as the guilty party. Ulaachar Zman. And after some time, Rashi deliberately does not tell us what that time is. So for the moment, we'll assume there's no time limit. Ulaachar Zman. And after some time, Motzor Shtar Zuchusoi. Eventually, he finds a Shtar Zuchus Mehevioi. And he brings it to Bezdin. He says, listen, you might remember me. I was the one that you made guilty 10 years ago. I've just discovered a shtar. I couldn't have it at the time, but I do now. And it proves that I'm innocent. Says Rashi, soiser es hadin, bezdin soisrin loy dinoy. Bezdin will now undo the din, sheposku, that which we paskund, umachayvin, and we will now consider guilty es shekenegdoy. In fact, the other one, after all. So we had a question, who's guilty? Was it Reuven or was it Shimon? We don't know, who's right? And we considered Reuven guilty, and now 10 years later, Reuven brings the shtar, which proves beyond all reasonable doubt. We'll see later on in the Mishnah when that applies. But it proves beyond all reasonable doubt that actually he was not to have been made guilty, so Bezdin will unravel the psak. And Bezdin will say, fine, we're undoing the psak. You are not guilty. And the one who's kenegdoi, in fact, it's Shimon, he's the guilty party after all. And if you ask the question, well, why did you not bring a shtar at the time? So for the moment, we'll assume that it was for perfectly innocuous reasons. I was unaware that there was a shtar. I never knew there was a shtar, or I forgot I had a shtar, or I couldn't find the shtar. Makes no difference. That's all. Yes.
In Dine Mamanis, so would he be required to return the money with ribbis and the whole deal?
Yeah, he has to give out the money. Says the Mishnah now. That's in a general case where he simply now turns up 10 years later and brings a shtar. Now, the Mishnah qualifies that a little bit, or at least explains when that would apply. Omar Loi. If they say to him, kol rayos sheyesh lecho, any raya that you may have, havei, could you please bring mikan ad shloshim yom, from today, within the next 30 days. So if, for whatever reason, I don't know why they would do this, but if the dayonim specifically requested that he brings any raya that he may have, within 30 days. So, if Motzah b'toich shloishim yoim, if he finds the proof, indeed within 30 days as requested, okay. So that was the instruction, and he fulfilled it. Saisa. So then we would undo the din. But if it's la'achar shloishim yoim, but if it's after 30 days, I'm very sorry to tell you, why? Because the Dayanim clearly told you that this is not open-ended, but rather we're giving you a very clear time limit, and it has to be brought within 30 days. Had you only done so, that would have been great. But you didn't. You turned up on day 40. Sorry, you missed it, and the din stands. Omar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees and he says, I'm sorry. Ma yaseh? What did you want him to do? Shaloi matzah b'toich shloshim. He didn't find it within 30 days. Not his fault. U'matzah l'achar shloshim. And he found it after 30 days. So why are you telling me that because we stipulated 30 days and he missed the 30-day deadline, That's it. We're not going to now look at his shtar. It's not his fault that he didn't find the shtar. He only discovered it on day 40. Why is that his fault? So we have a machloikus between the Tanakama, whom we'll call the Chachomim, and Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel. The Chachomim clearly are more strict, and they say, if they gave you a 30-day deadline, you did not keep to it, I'm sorry, you missed the boat. Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel, however, says, no, it's not his fault that he didn't find the shtar. That is case number one.
Are they arguing what the halacha is, or that they're arguing what the discretion of the dayanim are?
No. They're arguing what the halacha is. In this particular case, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, therefore, there is no point l'chayre in dayanim saying, you have 30 days, because even if he shows up on day 40, I can always say, listen, I'm very, very sorry. I apologize profusely, but I couldn't find it. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, fine, that's not your fault. Sometimes things go missing. That's case number one. Case number two now, on the first wide line. Omar Loi, Have Eidim. If the Dayanim say, bring Eidim, Va'omar Ein Li Eidim. Now, this is different to the first case. In the first case, he didn't say that I do or don't have. They just said, if you have any proof, please bring it within 30 days. The second case is different, because the second case is he clearly said, they asked him, bring a proof, and he says, I don't have any. Have Eidim, v'omar ein li Eidim. He says, I don't have Eidim. Omar Hove Raya, so bring a proof, meaning a shtar. The Omar Ein Li Raya, I don't have that either. Ula Achar Zman, and after some time, Hevi Raya Umotso Eidim, all of a sudden he turns up 2 weeks later or 2 years later. And he says, guess what? I've just discovered Eidim, I've just discovered a shtar. So even though I told you at the time that I didn't have, but I just remembered that I do. Hare ze einoi klum. Once again, the Chachomim are being very machmir. This is not like the first case where we gave you a time limit. Here we didn't give you a time limit, but we did say, we asked you to bring a proof and you said you don't have any, so you can't now backtrack. We'll see in a second why. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel once again comes to his defense. Says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Maya says that. What did you want him to do? Shaloi hoya yoideya. He didn't know. Sheyesh loy edim. Umotza edim. Or loy hoya yoideya. Sheyesh loy raya. Umotza raya. Why are you not giving him now the opportunity, the right, to present edim? What are you going to say? Well, he said he didn't have any. Okay, he didn't know there were Eidim. He had no idea that actually two people were watching this event at the time. He had no idea. He's not a liar. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Havei Raya, meaning Shtar Zuchuscho. A Raya in this context means a Shtar. That would prove your innocence. Sorry, if you said you don't have any and then you suddenly show up with Eidim or with a Shtar, Hare ze einoi klum. Why, says Rashi? Shehare Omar, because he said, quote unquote, ainli. Now, once you say ainli, now it looks highly suspicious. V'chayshinon, and we have to suspect shemo zieif. What does zieif mean? He forged a shtar. Oy sochar edim, or he's hired edim, meaning he's hired fake edim, because the very fact, if he would have said, well, I'll see if I have, that would have been okay, but he didn't say that. He says, I do not have. There are no edim, there is no shtar. So the Chachomim say, I'm sorry, that's highly suspicious. So all of a sudden, whether it's a week later or a year later, to show up and say, oh, guess what, I do have a shtar. When you emphatically stated in the beginning that you don't, has to arouse suspicion that maybe, in fact, you suspect you forged the shtar. So too in the case of Edim. If you emphatically stated that I do not have Edim, and suddenly you show up with Edim, that arouses suspicion that if you emphatically stated, you clearly said that you don't have, and all of a sudden, magically you do, that arouses suspicion that maybe you hired the Edim. That is the opinion of the Chachomim. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, why? Why does that necessarily arouse suspicion? The fact that he said, I don't have a shtar, could well be because he genuinely thought so. The fact that he says, I don't have Edim, could be because he genuinely thought so. He didn't rent Edim. He didn't forge a shtar. Rather, he found the shtar. So what are you going to say? Well, if you had a shtar all along, why did you say so emphatically in the beginning that you didn't have one? Because I genuinely was not aware that there was one. Or I knew there was one, but I thought I'd thrown it out, whatever it may be, and now I discovered it. So why does that arouse suspicion? So for the second time in the Mishnah, we'll see there's a third case coming up, but for the second time in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is the Mekel. Now, this does not contradict the opening line of the Mishnah. In the opening line of the Mishnah where we said that if you bring a raya later on, soiser es hadin, even the Rabbonon, even the Chachamim would agree to that. It's only when we clearly gave him a deadline, number one, or he clearly said, I don't have a proof. In those two cases, the Chachamim say, you can't now break that deadline or you can't now dig up a proof. But in the first case, neither of those details applied. They sojourned the din, they paskened the halacha, and then he says, you know what, I've got a shtar. You never gave me a deadline. I never claimed that I don't have one. So in that case, everybody would agree. The only case where there's a machloikos, or the two cases we've seen so far, is number one, if they gave him a 30-day deadline, which he did not adhere to. Number two, if he clearly stated, I do not have a shtar, I do not have Edim. And then at a later stage, he turns up in Beis Din with a shtar or Edim. That's where the Chachamim say, I'm sorry, it looks too suspicious. We have to be concerned that he forged the shtar. He hired the Edim. Says Reb Shimon Gamliel, I don't see anything suspicious about it. Maybe he genuinely didn't know that the Edim existed. He genuinely didn't know that the shtar existed, and he's now found them. Yeah.
According to the Chachamim, if I'm the type of guy, I'm going into court, and I know I have no Edim, and I have no shtar, I'm going to lose. If I'm a fabricator, that's the time that I would lie and say, I hired these two Edims secretly, I made up a fake shtar, and I'd go right into court at the beginning. So if you're not going to accuse the guy from the beginning that his Edim are fake and phony and that his shtar is phony, why would the fact that he brought them, according to the Chachamim, why would the fact that he brought them later, why would you accuse him then of becoming a liar and a cheat? If I was going to lie and cheat, I would have done it from the beginning when I knew I was coming into court without Edim and shtar. Now, 30 days later, I'm going to bring it. I could have done it from the beginning if I was that person.
He was summoned to Beis Din. He didn't have time yet to hire Edim. There's nothing to be done with Kavsuchus. Why did
but I'm just saying, summoned to, I know I'm going into court with
him. It's not a matter of being done with Kavsuchus. If it's a Sofik, then we have to be concerned. It's all very well to be done with Kavsuchus for him, then you're incriminating the other guy.
So, by the way, I'll answer that. I'll say, okay, but I know I have 30 days. In the next 30 days, so in 25, if I was going to lie and cheat, in 25 days, I could have done it. And been under the, then you would say, oh, he came within the 30 days, so it's probably true. Five days later, he's a liar and a cheater.
The 30-day rule is nothing to do with suspicion. The halacha of suspicious is only in the second case, where he said, I do not have. The 30-day rule is a different halacha completely. There, Beis Din told you the terms and conditions by which we would accept further proof, and you did not adhere to it. That's nothing to do with suspicion. You just didn't keep to the rules. The second case is because of suspicion. Somebody who says clearly that I did not have Edim is very suspicious when he suddenly shows up with Edim. What are you going to say? Well, if he was a liar, why didn't he bring Edim in the beginning? I don't know. He didn't think of it, couldn't find it, didn't have money. It could be 1,000 reasons. As long as there's grounds, we're not saying he's a vadai liar. We're saying he's suspect. Chayshinon, Rashi said. Rashi didn't say that vadai. Chayshinon, we have to suspect he's a liar. Now, let's just quickly, we have time, to finish off the Mishnah. Ro'o shemischayev bedin. If he sees that he's being found guilty in the din. Va'omar, and he all of a sudden says, Karvu ploini uploini. Actually, he says, I have Edom. V'ye'iduni, who can testify. So this is not that he turned up with them a month later. Literally, at that moment when the Bezdin of declaring him guilty, he says, I have to aid him. Or he suddenly displays a star from beneath his belt. That is the most suspicious case of all. So then, that's nothing. Everybody would agree, even Rav Shimon Gamliel. Here, your claim, Larry, is true. If you really considered your Edom to be good, why did you only suddenly declare that you have them after the Bezdin declared you guilty? Bishloima, in the first couple of cases, let's talk about the second case, I genuinely thought I didn't have. So the fact that I came a month later is because I didn't know for a month that I have Edom. But how can it be that the Bezdin declare you guilty? He says, I've got Edom. What, 5 seconds ago you didn't realize? Says Rashi, the last Rashi on the Mishnah. Karvu ploini ploini afilu Rav Shimon ben Gamliel moida. In this case, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who until this point was the big meikel, but over here he would admit that it's very, very suspicious. Why? Shekivin shahoya yoidea ben, because he clearly knew about them, or he clearly knew about the shtar. It was sitting in his pocket all along. V'omar Ainlin, he says, yes, I don't have. And then suddenly they said, you're guilty. Oh, I do have. Here it is in my pocket. Vadai shakronim him. Then we definitely have to consider that he is a shakron. Vadai. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel only considers him innocent as long as there's a possibility that maybe he forgot, maybe he didn't realize. But you can't forget that I've got a shtar in my pocket. Or you can't forget that there are edim already. When he says, I don't have, and then he turns up 2 weeks later. So that's when Shimon Gamaliel says, well, what do you want him to do? He genuinely thought he didn't have, and he only discovered at a later point that he does have. But if he says, I don't have, and then he says, actually, I do, here it is. Yes, that's very suspicious. That's considered a Vadai Shakran. One more Rashi, Pundosai, Chagurosai, his belt. So you had a shtar in your back pocket all the time. If I didn't have a shtar, genuinely didn't have a shtar, and I only turned up, they said, do you have a shtar? And he says, no, I don't. And then a month later, he turns up with the shtar. So then Rav Shimon Gamliel says, I'm happy to give him the benefit of the doubt. He only discovered the shtar later. But when they declared you're guilty, and he says, oh, look what I've got in my top pocket. Well, why didn't you take it out 5 seconds ago? That clearly shows that there's something very, very suspicious about it. And therefore, even Rav Shimon Gamliel would admit that we cannot relate to that at all. Okay, I wish everybody a merry and happy and fulfilling Lag BaOmer, and Mitzvah Hashem, we'll meet tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem.